Anyhow, the duel shows how great was the excitement, not only in the new, but also in the old world, with regard to an inexplicable phenomenon which, for a month or more, had driven everybody to distraction. Never had the sky been so much looked at since the appearance of man on the terrestrial globe. The night before, an aerial trumpet had blared its brazen notes through space immediately over that part of Canada between Lake Ontario and Lake Erie. Some people had heard those notes as Yankee Doodle, others had heard them as Rule Britannia, and hence the quarrel between the Anglo-Saxons, which ended with the breakfast on Goat Island. Perhaps it was neither one nor the other of these patriotic tunes, but what was undoubted by all was that these extraordinary sounds had seemed to descend from the sky to the earth. What could it be? Was it some exuberant aeronaut rejoicing on that sonorous instrument of which the Renomy make such obstreperous use? No, there was no balloon, and there were no aeronauts. Some strange phenomenon had occurred in the higher zones of the atmosphere, a phenomenon of which neither...